Speech of October 2008, about the significance. One can mostly attach different importance to a matter, since often no objective criteria are present for its assessment or the subjectivity has priority. To achieve still the relatively best assessment, it requires the appropriate basic prerequisites and a continuing training of the evaluator. Thorough learning, continued own development, and intensive refinement on oneself create these prerequisites. A role model is to serve to orientate at the more mature stage, L. One comes to know the thoroughly in an extensive confrontation with the, e.g. with the word of L and in prayer. Who reduces this confrontation obtains accordingly diminished insight into necessary coherences. It is more difficult for there to see the things the way they are and to draw the proper conclusions from it for judging and acting. In a way, one punishes oneself, since the omission of the necessary unavoidably entails the occurrence of the undesired from the omitting person's point of view. Necessary means. There is no way around. The love of L brings about that the necessary does not enter our lives too hard, but that we can brace ourselves well for it. However, it did pay off for no living entity simply to ignore the divine order in the word of L, for L is righteous and compensatory. She knows very well what she can expect of any creatures. Every living entity has to undertake a certain amount of trouble in its life with its ups and downs. It does itself only a favor when it is doing what L can justifiably expect from it. This includes a steady effort to attach the right importance to the things, not to become addicted to unnecessary illusions and to be a valuable human being before L. One is valuable if and only if one exceeds the low expectations L has for one. L expects that one respects the and observes this word, if this is possible for one. The more one develops towards L, the more one rises in this estimation, i.e., that one knows one's own position in the world, knows one's meets and bounds, and fits properly into the community of the fellow creatures. L does not want the creatures as gods, but as individuals that are there for them and for each other like he is there for them. One should try to view others as they are and to treat them according to this point of view. One should neither view them as too equal nor as too different, but recognize their peculiarities and respond to them appropriately. One tries to love them like L, but within the scope of creatureliness.